This is Studio One at CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to Studio One for the ninth in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. We introduce the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Our story tonight is a romance, an American comedy of manners and of love and marriage. In the little town of Queenborough, Virginia, you'll meet Judge Gamaliel Honeywell, age 65, whose heart is happily younger than his years, and a remarkable young lady named Annabelle, age 23, whose years are unhappily younger than her heart. These two and various of their relatives and friends have been described by their creator as members of a society which had never outgrown an early stage of arrested development. Our story is The Romantic Comedians, and our author is the late Ellen Glasgow, one of the most gifted of America's great novelists. As for our players, you'll be hearing Everett Sloan as the judge, with Anne Burr as Annabelle and Hester Sondergaard as Edmonia, in a story as old as love, as new and fresh as an April mist. From Studio One, CBS presents The Romantic Comedians by Ellen Glasgow. Doesn't see me here now. This is the kind of day she loves. April. Everything new and green.
Oh, George, your sister, Miss Edmonia, is in the garden. She's got a young lady with her, sir.
A young lady? Well, who is it?
I don't know, Judge. I ain't seen anybody like her around here before.
Thank you, Conrad. I believe I'll better go out.
That's why I dropped by.
Oh, yes? Well, thank you, Edmonia.
It's such a glorious day. Nothing cheers you up like spring sunshine. Unless it's well-aged bourbon, as my third husband used to say. Gamaliel, do you know who this lovely young thing is?
It's my disadvantage.
She's Bella Upchurch's daughter, Annabelle. How do you do, sir?
Why, how do you do, Annabelle Upchurch? Why, I've never known you. You've grown up, John.
I did that several years ago, Judge Honeywell.
Your mother was Cordelia's second, third cousin.
That's right. We're the undistinguished branch of the family.
You did. It's only secret, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
I told you, Annabelle, you had to come here to find chivalry, even if it's all you'll find.
Judge Honeywell, I'm so glad to meet you. Mother's told me what a famous lawyer you are, how important.
My dear, fame isn't difficult to acquire in a town the size of Queenborough.
But I thought you'd... Well, look older.
That is a kindness.
It's outrageous flattery. As your sister, I know. Let's get out of this blazing sun.
I myself must go home.
Oh, not so soon. We've just become acquainted.
My love is waiting.
She's a fine woman, your mother. She's made an excellent success of her boarding house.
I don't think so. I think it's awful.
Oh, yes? How long are you staying with us, Annabelle?
The rest of my life.
How fortunate.
I don't want to see any other place as long as I live. Goodbye, Judge Honeywell. It was nice meeting you. Goodbye, Cousin Edmonia. Come and see us, won't you?
Charles, he's high strung.
At 23, heartbreak is life's greatest tragedy.
Heartbreak?
That's why she came home. She was gilded.
That lovely Charles Gilded? Who was the scoundrel?
Oh, he was no scoundrel. His name was Anger, something or other. It's no difference. Annabelle is enjoying her heartbreak to the fullest.
Edmonia, your cynicism is unbecoming, little lady.
Well, I didn't come here to talk about adolescent heartbreak anyhow.
What is it this time?
It's Amanda.
Oh? Well, how is Amanda?
You know very well how she is. Gamaliel, you are 65. How much longer are you going to keep her waiting?
waiting?
Everybody in this town knows you were engaged to her once. And it was only because of some little quarrel you married Cordelia.
I can't let you say such things.
Oh, and Cordelia made you a good wife for 36 years. And what did Amanda do? Settle down with her charities and never look at another man. Now you're free again.
Amanda and I are good friends now, that's all. I've lived my life.
But when a 23-year-old girl says you look young, you positively blush.
Don't be a fool, Edmonia. More than you can help.
Oh.
She was beautiful, that absurd star.
She's not a child, she's a young woman.
As I came into the garden, she looked like April itself, with the sunlight on her.
You will call on Amanda.
I'll call on her, Edmonia.
Ah, Gamaliel, it's so nice to see you. I've been wanting to talk to you for such a long while.
Have you, Amanda?
Yes. But I did think it was only right to leave you alone in your grieving. But now I believe one can be too much alone with one's thoughts, no matter how inspired they may be.
Sure.
So I think it's time I change your promise.
You do?
Gamaliel, I'm giving a little supper dance a week from Friday. It'd be so wonderful if I could count you among
them. Amanda, I don't dance anymore.
You used to be the best dancer in the county. I remember those cotillions. You...
I'm afraid that's all past.
Of course. But you could watch and have supper while the young people dance.
Young people?
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. I'm giving this little party for Bella's daughter, who's come home to stay. Bella Upchurch. Her daughter, Annabelle.
Did you say Annabelle?
You do remember.
Well, yes, I remember quite well. I met Annabelle last Sunday.
Then you couldn't disappoint
her. Oh, of course not.
You will come, won't you?
I should be delighted. Told you, give him a year and he'd be back to Amanda.
He should be. He's waited for him so long.
They make a handsome couple.
They always have, my dear. In her day, Amanda was the most beautiful girl in Virginia, and he the handsomest man.
You know, he's got less gray than any man in the room.
You've made me very happy tonight.
You're doing a very kind thing, Amanda.
I wanted to give poor Annabelle a good time. She's so unhappy, and they haven't a button to live on.
Cousin Amanda, this is the loveliest party I ever saw. Oh, good evening, Judge Honeywell.
Good evening, Annabelle. I'm flattered to remember me.
No one could mistake you, Judge Honeywell. I think you and Cousin Amanda are the most beautiful people I ever saw, even if you're older. I mean, well, just beautiful. You don't mind my saying that, do you?
Of course not. God, it's sweet, isn't it, Gamaliel? Isn't it, Gamaliel?
Yes, it is, of course. Annabelle.
Yeah?
Would you do me the honor to dance with me?
Why, wouldn't you rather dance with Cousin Amanda?
Oh, no, Annabelle, dear. You must have the first dance, even. Of course. You're the guest of honor. I shall watch.
I hope I didn't offend you, Annabelle.
Why, no. You dance real well.
I expect there are many young men watching you for the privilege.
I'd rather dance with you.
Would you?
Much rather.
You shouldn't have such charm, my dear.
Well, that's funny, well.
You're very kind to want to dance.
Good morning, Judge. You're down early.
What a beautiful day, Conrad. Spring, really?
Yes, sir.
I can't remember when it's been so green.
Yes,
sir. Conrad, isn't there something we used to do around the house this time of year to brighten things up? Seems to me,
Judge, the drakes don't come down until May 15th.
No, that wasn't it. Something bright off.
You mean the furniture cover, sir?
Yes, that was it.
Judge, the furniture covers don't go up until May 15th.
Oh, very well, Conrad. You do them as usual.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back late this afternoon.
Why, Judge, you leaving for the office so early? You know Mrs. Honeywell never likes you rush off from your breakfast that way. It's unsettling to discover.
Conrad, stop worrying about me. You talk as if I were an old man.
Oh, no, sir, Judge. No, sir. I've never seen you look better.
Why, Judge Honeywell, what can I show you, sir?
I'd like a gift for a lady. Something in a bracelet, perhaps.
Of course, sir. Something with diamonds?
No, I don't think so. Something simple.
Well, this just came in, sir. It's very thin gold. You notice it isn't heavy. It's got a very beautiful size.
Yes, so it has. Yes, that would do not, sir. I'll take it.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Annabelle. I thought it's time to return your call on my garden.
Mother will be so disappointed. She's downtown marketing.
And you're busy with some young friend?
I'm not. I'd love to talk to you. Come in and sit down. I declare I'm so bored I could scream.
You're too young to know boredom.
I'm not too young for any kind of feeling, despite what everybody says. I suppose now you know the story about everybody does.
Master told me going to be married and change your mind.
That's real kind of you.
You must have changed your mind, even if you didn't say it. No man could change his mind about you.
What a strange thing to say. As a matter of fact, it was my fault. That's why it hurts so.
Your fault?
He wrote me so much about this girl he knew when he was away. I wired him. If he thought so much of her, why didn't he marry her? He took me seriously and fierce. Did you ever hear of anything so cruel?
Never.
I'll never think of marriage again.
My dear, you have many years ahead.
Don't you let me sleep. Everybody else does.
Then I most certainly won't. But as the senior member of your family, I have the right to want to see you smile a little.
I'm sorry. I'm a selfish little pig about it.
You're a remarkably lovely young woman.
Do you really think that?
I think the young men of Queenborough are most fortunate.
Judge, shall I tell you something?
Of course.
I hate young men.
Oh, yes? Annabelle, I'm just your fourth cousin by marriage, but would you mind a personal question?
Why should I?
Are you still in love with this young man?
Anger? No. No, I hate him more than anything in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Because
when you say things like that, you frown. When you frown, you're not as pretty as you should be.
Oh, Judge Honeywell, where did you learn to say things like that?
Just proper inspiration. Annabelle, I happened to look in the family album last week, and I made a discovery.
What?
Tomorrow is your birthday. I've brought you a trinket.
Oh, me?
Of course.
A bracelet? Oh, my.
Do put it on.
Beautiful. Why, Judge, you old... I mean, you darling.
Oh, it is a lovely bracelet, Annabelle.
But, Mother, what shall I do? Can I keep it?
Well, I don't see how you can refuse. He's in the family, Cordelia's widower.
Cordelia. I used to think she was the oldest woman I ever knew.
Now, don't be irreverent.
I never had anybody give me a present like this before. A gold bracelet. Not even anger.
You must remember, only elderly men give presents like that. Young men are not so generous, my dear. They don't have to be.
Mother, why don't you marry Judge Honeywell?
Marry the judge?
He'd be a wonderful catch for you.
Dear?
Yes. This horrible boarding house. The smell of boiled cabbage, the rumors, the heat, and that one creepy little room you have to yourself.
You never end problems, my dear. You simply exchange them for others.
I can't imagine anything would be a problem if you lived in Judge Honeywell's beautiful big house.
That's because you're young.
I don't feel young. Tonight I feel as old as the Sphinx.
Miss Annabelle, the judge, the old gentleman is downstairs waiting.
Yes, Millie. I'm coming. Oh, Mother, it ought to be you.
Annabelle.
Where are we going?
dinner out at the lake. We might dance. Would you like that?
Oh, that would be heavenly.
Mother, I'm still awake, Annabelle. Come in. Did you have a nice time?
We went dancing out at the lake.
Well, that's nice, dear.
He doesn't dance very well.
Well, it may be a little old-fashioned to you. He was once a beautiful dancer.
His arms feel so wooden around him.
I don't expect he thinks so.
Mother, I've got to ask you something right here tonight.
Goodness, Annabelle, you're so intense.
Mother, I know all about Amanda and the judge. What would she think about this bracelet? About my going out to the lake with him tonight?
For 36 years, Amanda has concealed all her feelings. I don't think you'll ever know.
I've got to know.
Got to know what, dear?
Whether Amanda still loves Judge Honeywell.
My word, Annabelle.
She's lived with her broken heart 36 years. I've only lived one winter with mine. But if she thirsts as much as I do...
My dear girl, everybody doesn't experience your violent emotions.
How do you know? How do you know whether under that Victorian corset cover she doesn't ache with pain?
Annabelle, I don't know. But I doubt it.
If she does...
What then?
If she does... I won't let Judge Honeywell as much as say good day to me.
Oh, my goodness. And how do you mean to find out?
I'm going to ask her.
Annabelle, you can't.
But I shall. It's the only way to find out. I'm going to ask her tomorrow.
Close your tea, my dear.
Thank you. Your house is awfully pretty, Cousin Amanda. But don't you ever get tired of living alone?
Well, I have my charities, you know. You can never be alone while there's people with me.
I could.
You're young.
Why does everybody in this town say I'm young as though I've committed a crime? Amanda, are you happy?
What a curious question. Of course, my dear.
I mean, don't you ever miss anything?
What would I miss?
Weren't you ever sorry you didn't marry?
Why, no, I had my parents to think about.
You weren't sorry you broke your engagement to Judge Honeywell?
That was 36 years ago.
But when you love someone...
In my day, girls didn't talk about things like that.
I'm not being impertinent, Cousin Amanda. Please, I must know. Wouldn't you marry Judge Honeywell now if he asked you?
You must be out of your mind.
Wouldn't you? I think you ought to.
At my age, a woman doesn't think of marrying.
Now you're pretending again. All right. Cousin Amanda, I tried. I just have to understand things. But I guess in Queensboro, I never will.
You've been very generous with your time, Annabelle, my dear. Walk in with me, let me call on you, dining with me.
I've enjoyed it, Judge Honeywell. I don't know what the summer would have been like without you.
You mean that?
Oh, yeah.
My dear girl.
You've taken me into a world I never dreamed of. A long way from the heat and smells of this boarding house.
I wish I could take you away from it entirely.
You're so kind.
No girl of your fineness, your sensitive feeling should be here. But I shouldn't talk like this. You have friends your own age.
No. I haven't. I don't want friends my own age.
Annabelle, my life here in Queensbury is terrible. It has been for 40 years. My house, my friends, my club, my office. I should be very content.
You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. For the first time in my life, I've realized that I'm missing something. Some spark, some shaft of life that I've never found before. Annabelle, I know I'm not worthy of you, but I love you.
You... Why, Judge Honeywell...
I love you in a way I didn't believe possible.
Oh.
Do I frighten you?
No.
The only thing that matters to me now is your happiness.
My happiness?
All the things I can do for you, the things I can give you, the places I can take you.
Judge...
Couldn't you trust me? Annabelle.
But I do trust you. More than anyone I ever knew.
Will you marry me?
Marry you?
Let me care for you. Let me be your friend, guide, and husband. I'll give you all the time you want to think it over.
I don't need any time. I'll answer you now. I will marry you.
I thought you'd like it. The sea air agrees with you, my dear. You have Virginia roses in your cheeks already.
Everything is so perfect, so heavenly. Come on and play shuffleboard.
I'll watch you, my dear. I want to finish this book on the Supreme Court.
I don't know how anybody wants to read books when life is so much more thrilling. I'll play one more round.
Don't forget, we must dress for dinner very soon.
Amelia, you've been a slave to a watch all your life. I'm going to show you what fun it is not to be on time.
I'm only a slave to one thing, you. Now go on back to your game, darling.
I won't be long. All right, everybody, I'm coming. Judge, your daughter is having a wonderful time.
What's that?
I said your daughter is enjoying her trip so much. A lovely girl.
Madam, she is not my daughter. She is my wife. Happy, dear?
I didn't know life could be so wonderful. And some people live like this all the time.
So will you.
Oh, my.
Shall we dance?
What? Oh, yes, if you'd like. You're getting quite enthusiastic about dancing.
Well, you remember, that was the first time I had you to myself at Amanda's cotillion.
Oh, Amanda. Yes, I'd love to dance. But really, Camellia, you must learn some new steps. Yours is so old-fashioned.
Excuse me, sir.
What's that?
Excuse me, but you really can't monopolize the most beautiful girl on shipboard.
Monopolize?
Amelia, it's a mistake. This young man filled in on the shuffleboard game this afternoon.
So I have the privilege of cutting in now.
Oh, no, no, you can't, really. You see, this is my husband.
Your husband?
Just a minute, Annabelle. Was this young man under the impression that you were unmarried?
I don't know. I don't remember. We didn't even meet. He just played for a little while.
Without being introduced?
Amelia, this isn't Queenborough. Everybody's looking at us, too.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't understand.
Oh, that's quite all right. I think we'd better make introductions now.
No, sir. If you'll pardon me, I made a mistake. That's all. Good evening.
Well, isn't he silly?
I don't think so. I can't understand you, Annabelle, talking to someone you haven't met.
It was just informal. Are you angry?
No, no, I'm not angry, my dear. I expect many men will find you the most attractive woman anywhere.
Don't you want them to?
Hardly. A lady doesn't seek attention.
You're making a mountain out of nothing at all, Gamaliel. I can't help it if he played shuffleboard or if he wanted to cut in.
Of course you can't, my dear. That's why I'm here to care for you.
Darling, you are kind to me. Don't be angry. Next time I'll tell everybody who I am.
That won't be necessary.
I'm really proud of being married to you.
I hope you are, my dear. I hope you are.
Handbag to go with the jet gown, and oh yes, that darling little ermine muff for Mother.
All right.
And the lace scarf for your sister Edmonia, and oh, those divine gloves for Cousin Carrie. And oh, I do want to bring Millie something. She'll keep it under her prayer rug just as she did her Christmas perfume.
What a child you are. Don't you want anything for yourself?
I have the fun of buying, and I have Paris, and I have you.
My darling little girl.
Escargot. That's snails. They sound repulsive, but let's try them. And oh, Camellia, real crepe Suzette.
Garçon, first snails, escargot, and let me see the champagne.
We danced the whole night. They're putting out all those little lanterns in the bois. Now let's get a carriage.
Carriage? Annabelle, do you know what time it is?
Well, we must see Montmartre by sunrise. We must.
Just lying down in here. Did you finish your shopping, dear?
Everything, even the earrings I wanted. Why, the shades are drawn. You look so pale. Is anything the matter?
No, not a thing. I'm just taking a little nap.
You're lucky. I never did understand how people slept in the middle of the day. I'm so wide awake. Who's that?
Probably the doctor, my dear. He was up earlier and said he'd come back.
The doctor? You are sick.
You'd better let him in.
Well, of course. Doctor, is something the matter with him?
Ah, madame has returned. I'm so glad.
But what is it? He was all right when I left. He's so pale.
Oh, nothing to worry you, madame. Nothing. Just a little, shall we say, fatigue, stomach dyspepsia.
Dyspepsia?
Easily cured. I have these pills.
Pills?
Yes, monsieur says he has taken them for years, so he knows them. He should not have left them home. Then I recommend a month in Vichy, the cure, you know?
I don't think that's quite necessary, Doctor.
If the doctor says Vichy, we'll go. I didn't realize there was anything the matter with you, Camille.
Oh, just an old liver complaint, that's all. Nothing to bother your pretty head. Thank you, Doctor.
Good day, monsieur, madame.
Oh, Camille.
Now, dear, you mustn't worry.
But I don't know how to take care of a sick person. I never have.
And you won't have to now. Just come sit on the arm of my chair. I'll be completely cured.
Where's Vichy?
We're not going to Vichy. You think I want to go around taking a cure when I want to show you Europe?
But if your liver is bad...
Annabelle, I'm right as a tick. Just a little too much food and late hours. I feel better already.
Oh, Camille.
Now, what's the matter?
I want to go home.
Home? My dear, but why? Well, there's so much still to see.
No, I want to go home. Please. Please take me home. Mother? Annabelle, my baby, you're home.
Beautiful you look.
Do you like my suit?
Yes.
Wait till you see what I brought you.
How is Gamaliel?
He got a little sick in Paris, but the sea air cured him. I was frightened. How do you take care of a sick man?
You learn.
Oh, my baby, are you happy, dear?
Of course.
As happy as you thought you'd be?
How could I help it?
He's so thoughtful and generous and kind.
Those are fine qualities. Then you've learned to love him?
I'm very fond of him.
That wasn't what I asked, dear.
I'll never love anybody again. I told you that. It isn't fair to ask me now.
Oh, but, ma'am, we don't pull the blinds up on the south side. It pays the carpet, Mrs. Honeywell always said.
Conrad, don't you know? I'm Mrs. Honeywell.
Yes, ma'am. I only intended...
I want all the blinds up on every side of the house. And I want the lace curtains down.
The curtains, ma'am? Why, they're the pride of Queenborough.
They look like they were meant for a funeral parlor.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we'll get this big desk out of here and that dreadful horsehair sofa.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll tackle the judge's room.
The judge's room, ma'am?
Yes, Conrad. That's what I said.
You are listening to Studio One, Columbia's new series of hour-length feature productions, which tonight is presenting a dramatic version of Ellen Glasgow's novel of small-town life in Virginia. The second portion of The Romantic Comedians will follow the customary pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Judge Honeywell, at 65, has fallen in love with a young girl. And the town wonders at this marriage of December and May, and wonders that proud Amanda has lived to be jilted twice by the same man. Studio One resumes The Romantic Comedian, from the novel by Ellen Glasgow.
smoke Annabelle, my dear.
The first cotillion of the winter season. I'm so excited I could die. I used to watch them from outside the window.
I'll get ready right away. Why? Where is it?
Where's what?
My wardrobe, the black walnut wardrobe. It's always been there.
Well, it isn't there now. It's an ugly old thing, and I moved it.
Annabelle, I've lived all my life with that wardrobe.
I just wanted to fix things for you. Didn't you want me to?
Oh, darling, it isn't that. It's just I'm a man with settled habits.
But how do you expect me to sit in this musty old house all day with this dreadful furniture?
Oh, Annabelle, don't cry.
Well, I try.
Please, never mind the wardrobe. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It matters a lot to you.
No, it doesn't. I love your little touches around the house. Now, you dry your eyes. See if you can find my white tie. We'll have a gay time tonight, you and I. My wife, Annabelle.
How do you do, dear?
This is my wife, Mrs. Honeywell.
A real pleasure, Mr.
Thank
Honeywell.
You. Amelia, I feel like an exhibit in a sideshow.
Everybody wants to meet you, my dear. You're so beautiful.
Am I?
So beautiful, I'm going to keep you all to myself all evening.
How?
Oh. By showing everybody I'm your completely devoted husband.
Amelia, you spoil me.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Aren't you the people I met on shipboard?
Why, you're the man at the shuffleboard on the ship. Remember, Camelio? Isn't this wonderful?
I think so.
Camelio, what do you think of that? A friend from the ship here in Queensborough. Now I feel as if I'd really traveled.
I'm Judge Camelio Honeywell, sir. This is my wife.
How do you do? My name is Dabney Winthrop.
Dabney Winthrop? You're Dabney Winthrop? I never recognized you on the boat. I'm Annabelle Amanda Upchurch.
Oh, for heaven's sake, little Annabelle. I'd never have known you.
Nor me you. You're handsome. No freckles.
Annabelle, yeah?
Camelio, Dabney and I went to school together years ago.
That was before I went north.
He used to carry my books home. I remember he even left notes in my pencil box.
Gosh, do you remember that?
Sure I do. Roses are red, violets are blue. The stars are more truer than I am to you.
It doesn't sound very good now, but I was proud of it then.
It was simply sweet, wasn't it, Camelio?
It was? Oh, yes.
Sir, would it be all right if I danced with your wife and took her some refreshment?
Of course you wouldn't mind, Camelio.
If you wish, yes.
Thank you, sir. We have a lot to talk about.
Camelio, how nice to see you.
Thank you, Amanda.
I've been intending to call, but I knew the bride would want time to get settled.
You're always thoughtful, Amanda.
Annabelle looks so well, the dear girl.
She is, thank you.
I hope you'll both come and have tea with us.
Well, I'm sure Annabelle would be delighted.
And you too, Demelio. Old friends shouldn't part in what my mother used to call the twilight year. You will come too.
Yes, Amanda. I will come, too.
What is it?
Why, darling, you're not still here in your little sitting room. I saw the light.
I was just relaxing.
But it's nearly 2. Time to come to bed.
I don't feel like sleeping yet.
Annabelle, let me see your face. You've been crying.
I haven't.
Well, I can even see a trace of a tear.
All right, I have been crying.
Oh, my darling, I thought you had a particularly brilliant evening.
Brilliant? With all those ghouls looking me over from head to foot?
You were a complete success, I saw it. You're just overtired.
Let's not talk about this evening.
All right. But I'm going to prescribe for you, young lady. Some rest, no more parties, some quiet evenings at home.
Does that mean not the Van Lakes tomorrow night?
It does.
But I want to go there. I must.
Well, why must you?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, Annabelle,
you
now.
You treat me as if I were a child.
You are the loveliest in the world.
But I won't stay cooped up here. I can't.
I won't coop you up. Don't worry.
Then we can go to the Van Lakes?
My dear, with the old persistence, I would have been Chief Justice years ago.
Years ago? That's just it. You've lived your life. I haven't had a chance. Please, let's go to the Van Lace.
Does it really mean so much, little Annabelle? Another party?
Yes, it does.
All right, then.
And, Familio, dear.
What?
You're right. I am overtired. Would you mind if I stayed here tonight?
You mean sleep here?
Yeah, the day that it's all made up, and I do need the rest. I'd sleep ever so much better. In the morning, you wouldn't wake me when you got up.
Do you prefer it, Annabelle?
Yes. Yes, Cornelio, I do.
Paper,
Judge, sir. Oh, thank you, Conrad. Is Mrs. Honeywell at home?
Yes, I think so. She hasn't come down all day.
Hasn't come down?
I was worried, sir, so I went upstairs once or twice, but she said she was all right.
Has she eaten anything?
Yes, she told me to leave the trays outside the door. But when I came back, she hadn't touched them.
I see. Thank you, Conrad. I'll go right up. You all right?
Well, of course I am, Cornelio. You're home early.
Conrad tells me you've been up here all day. You haven't eaten.
You wanted me to rest, Cornelio. I was tired, tired to death. But I had a wonderful sleep.
Well, I'm glad of that. You gave me a fright.
How could I do that? But I do love this little room. It just suits me. I moved my vanity in.
Annabelle, dear, are you really all right?
Look at me. I feel so good now, I thought I'd take a little walk for some fresh air before we went out.
But I just got home.
You'll be dressing. Takes you ever so much longer than me.
Annabelle, dear, I'm afraid I have to disappoint you.
What do you mean?
We can't go to the Van Lakes.
You promised.
Well, a business matter. A very important case I have to work on
but
tonight.
How can that be? You're the most important judge in all Virginia. You don't have to do what you don't want to.
Dear little girl, a man is never so important that he doesn't have to do things he doesn't want to.
But I set my heart on it. My new dress.
You wear it someplace else.
But you can't disappoint Gladys Van Lake like that. Both of us not coming.
Both? You mean you would go without me?
Of course, it wouldn't be much fun, but it would be more polite.
Well, I hadn't thought of your going.
Conrad could drive me.
Yes. Yes, of course. It was stupid of me. Go, by all means, my dear. I'll wait up for you. Annabelle, you did get here.
Finally.
Where's the judge?
He had to work. Oh, I was afraid he wouldn't let me come alone.
I had to see you again.
Don't be so intense, Daphne. People are looking.
Oh, I'll be casual. I'm sorry for him, but happy for myself. Annabelle, may I have the first dance?
Why, yes.
And the supper dance?
Why, yes.
And all the dances in between?
Oh, Daphne.
I must have fallen asleep.
Well, you'll catch a death of cold sitting here like this. You ought to be in bed with your liver and all.
Well, I've told you I'd wait up. Was it a nice party?
It was a divine party. Everybody asked for you. Amanda was quite crushed, but I never saw her look more handsome. She was wearing gray and silver.
Annabelle, it's 3:00.
Yes, I know, darling. But I'll sleep tomorrow, I promise. Maybe Sunday we can take a drive somewhere.
Gladys Van Lake has never given a party later than 1:00 in 25 years.
Oh, that's it.
No, my dear, nothing is it. I was worried.
Well, some of us stopped on the way home in that all-night restaurant. Dabney Winthrop brought me home.
You stopped with him in an all-night restaurant?
Why, yes. Everybody does that nowadays.
Well, I can't imagine you in a place like that.
Why, Gamaliel, if it's good enough for others, it's good enough...
My dear... Things like that aren't done in Queensborough.
It seems nothing is ever done in Queensborough. Nothing that hasn't been done for the last 25 years.
Annabelle.
Everything is just molding into dry dust. Well, I won't. I don't care what was done 25 years ago. I wasn't even born then.
No, my dear. You weren't. I try to remember that, but you must remember, too. You belong to a new way of life now. certain things are expected of you.
A way of life. So I'll grow old and be buried alive.
I want you to grow old. Darling girl, it's your youth, your beauty I worship. I lived a long time before I found you. I don't want you to change in any way, ever.
I'm tired, Camellia. I want to go to my room.
We'll forget this evening. I'll try not to be strict with you. You try to understand me. Will you?
Come in, Judge. I'm delighted you called.
How is everything, Mrs. Upchurch?
Wonderful. Just not having to look after boarders anymore is sheer heaven. And this little house, oh, I can never thank you properly.
It's Annabelle I came to talk to you about.
Is anything wrong?
With her health? Oh, no, no. She's a little tired sometimes. She does go out a great deal.
Perhaps you better tell me what the trouble is.
Well, as simply as I can put it, I don't know whether she's happy. When she's out somewhere, she's as gay as sunshine. But at home, well, she spends too much time alone in her little sitting room for a girl her age.
I see.
Mrs. Upchurch, it's for Annabelle's sake I'm talking this way. I thought you might help her. She loves you more than anyone else in the world.
Except her husband.
I haven't asked that of her.
Annabelle is young. She was very young to renounce the normal love and marriage of a girl her age. Her heart was quite broken. Then she married you and brought you a different kind of devotion. But devotion just the same.
I'd like to think that.
You have patience and you will.
Yes, I guess that's it. Patience.
Do you want me to come and talk to her?
Not just now. Perhaps later. I think that we must both help her to grow up. I'm a bit tired. Is Mrs. Honeywell at home?
Yes, she's in the back library with a caller.
Well, I won't disturb them. Where are you going?
Out, sir. Mrs. Honeywell wants me to deliver this book.
Deliver a book? Now? Well, go ahead, comrade.
Yes, sir.
I'll go upstairs and fresh up before I join them.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Honeywell didn't want tea, but I'll get yours as soon as I come back.
Thank you, Conrad.
You really shouldn't have come here. I had a terrible time getting Conrad out.
I had to see you.
But it's all so impossible.
Why, when two people love each other?
Why didn't we find each other a year ago? 2 years ago.
Oh, darling, I didn't risk coming here to have you tell me it's impossible. I'll face the judge.
Oh, no.
I'll do anything. You're the most beautiful, the most perfect thing that ever happened to me. I don't mean to let you go.
Oh, Dabney.
Have you ever really been in love before, Annabelle?
I thought I was, once.
The judge?
Oh, no, with someone who went away. But it wasn't like this. Nothing was ever like this.
Let me...
This is all mad. We mustn't see each other again.
Oh, now, don't be dramatic, Annabelle. I'm quite serious. I love you.
Oh, Dabney.
We are meant for each other. Nothing's going to come between us.
Dabney, you mustn't kiss me. Not here. Not now. Oh, darling.
Oh, excuse me.
Gamaliel.
Oh, sir. Oh. It was awkward of me.
Gamaliel, you're home early.
Obviously too early.
Well, I'm glad you're here, sir. I'd like to explain everything.
I'm sure you would, young man, but another time. Would you leave my house?
Camellia.
Please, sir, it isn't the way you think.
At once.
Yes, sir. Very well. Night, sir.
Camellia, how could you humiliate me?
Humiliate you? Annabelle, I think we'd better have a little talk.
No, I won't talk to you. I won't. You can't make me...
Annabelle, it's 2 days now. Isn't it time you came to your senses?
I've never been so mortified. There Gamaliel stood, looking at us.
Well, darling, how do you think he felt?
I don't care.
You're being very foolish. You're married to a man so deeply devoted to you, he'll give you every benefit of the doubt. He wants to believe you. He wants to see you.
I don't want to see him.
Annabel, he's your husband.
I wish I could forget it.
Well, you can't stay here in bed.
I'll get up. Tomorrow.
What about the boy?
He's not a boy. He's 26 years old. He wanted to explain it, say how much he cares for me. But Gamaliel wouldn't let him.
I can understand that. But you won't see the boy again, will you?
He wrote me a note. It's here. He's going to Europe next week.
That's sensible.
Sensible? When my heart is breaking, I'll die if I can't see him again.
Annabel, it seems to me you said these same things about Angus.
I thought Angus was real. He wasn't, I know now.
You've forgotten a great deal.
No, I haven't. I haven't forgotten anything. But I won't be satisfied with shams and pretenses and polite little manners that cover everything up the way people do here. If I can't have love, I don't want to live.
You have very devoted love from your husband.
You shouldn't have let me marry him. He shouldn't have. Somebody should have stopped me.
Could anyone?
But I didn't know. I didn't know.
Annabel, pull yourself together. I see the judge coming home now.
I won't talk to him. It's no use asking me.
How is she, Mrs. Upchurch?
Wearing her feelings like flags. She's enjoying an emotional orgy, Judge. It used to be this way over a broken doll. There's nothing you can do now.
Did she talk about the boy?
He's going away next week. He apparently is honorable.
I believe that. I rather like the young man. He was unfortunate, but perhaps inevitable.
She'll come out of it. For the most part, Annabel is contented, and she likes contentment. You need patience again.
I'll try. Believe me, I will. Annabel.
What is it?
I'd like to say goodnight to you, dear.
No, please don't.
Would you unlock your door and let me see you for a moment? I'm not going to scold you, darling. It's all over.
Please go away.
Is that what you want?
Yes. No. Oh, I know I've been beastly, but I have such a headache now. I'll see you at breakfast, Gamaliel.
Breakfast? You will?
Yes. I really will.
I'll wait for you, my dear. We'll have it together. Good night.
Good morning, Judge. Looks like a spell of real winter.
Yes, comrade. Is Mrs. Honeywell down yet?
Well, I haven't seen her, sir. Will you have your coffee now?
No, I'll wait. You might light the fire so it'll be blazing.
Judge, cook says she can't keep the popovers popped any longer.
Well, tell her not to worry. Toast will do nicely when Mrs. Honeywell comes down.
Your office on the phone.
Tell them I'll be a bit late this morning and not to ring me again.
Can't I pour you a cup of coffee?
Perhaps, Conrad, you better go up and ask Mrs. Honeywell if she wants breakfast. She may have forgotten she said she'd be down. Yes, Conrad?
Mrs. Honeywell isn't in her room. She hasn't been slept in. What?
Did you look in the sitting room?
No, she's not there, sir. Just this note on the bedspread.
A note? Well, let me have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's addressed to her mother, sir.
Her mother? Thank you, Conrad.
You're coughing now, sir.
No. I shall be at Mrs. Upchurch's.
Dearest mother, I'm going away because I can't bear it any longer. I know now there's never been anybody in the world but Daphne, and he feels just the same way. We'd rather starve than be separated. I'm not taking anything but a small bag and my mink coat. If you feel you can send me some clothes to the Hotel Blackwood in New York, I should be ever so grateful. But if you can't, I'll manage with what I have. We haven't much money, but I'm not afraid
of anything but losing Dabney. For the first time in my life, I'm perfectly happy. I love it, Annabelle. That's my baby.
How could she? We've shown her nothing but kindness and love.
You mustn't blame Annabelle.
I blame myself. Well, at least there's something I can do now. I'll take the 10 o'clock train to New York this morning.
Room 4C, sir. Right here.
Thank you.
Yes, what is it? Come in. Camellia.
Good evening, Annabelle. May I come in?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Is the young man here?
He's gone to see about our passage.
Good, then we can talk. You must have known I'd come for you.
No, I didn't. Why should you? I told Mother everything.
She read me your note.
It isn't any use. Not in the world.
I haven't come to argue with you or blame you, my dear. I came because of my own sense of responsibility.
There's no sense in worrying about who's responsible anymore. It doesn't matter.
I think it does. You're my wife, Annabelle. My very young, foolish, lovely wife.
Don't, Camellia, don't make speeches and have manners. I can't stand it. I tell you, it's no use.
Annabelle, do you realize what it means to be a woman and defy convention?
What conventions matter when you're in love?
But a year ago, you loved Angus.
That was a mistake. I know that now.
Just as you know, this is a mistake.
But it isn't. This is real and true. The only real thing that ever happened to me.
Annabelle, do you think it's fair to your mother?
I'm sorry about Mother, but she'll get over it presently.
And me?
I tried to be fair to you. I tried for a whole year not to hurt you.
Annabelle, you foolish child. Don't you see this is just temporary? You'll ruin your life. Come home with me. Where are you safe?
Safe? I don't want to be safe. I want to be young.
Annabelle, you can have anything you want. I'll make any arrangement. We'll go on a trip. Maybe California.
What do those things matter without happiness? Can't you understand? I want to live and struggle. Be poor if that's the way it's to be. As long as I have Dabney. Haven't you ever felt like that? Once in your life?
Yes. Yes, I felt that way once. I'll
do it. I shan't ever. Please go.
Have you no thought left for me?
Yes. I'm sorry, that's all. I'm sorry.
I shall, of course, give you your freedom.
You can't give it to me. I found it myself. I am free.
How is he today, Conrad?
Better, Mrs. Mornier, better. But he sure had a bad time with that blue angel.
When I think of the night he came home, walking from the station in that storm.
And it didn't even seem to know he was wet.
I'll go up. Well, Jamalia.
Oh, come in, Edmonia.
You're looking better.
I'm feeling better.
I can't say I forgive you for all this, but you had to work it out yourself. Some people might say you got just dessert.
No doubt. Some people will say many things. It hardly matters.
You used to set great store by what people said once.
I couldn't have kept you in the family.
You're better. Amanda will be so glad.
Oh, Amanda.
She sent this broth over with me. And these flowers, the first jonquils.
Time for jonquils again?
She'd like to call tomorrow. She's been so worried this week. You will see her?
Yes.
Yes, nurse.
You're not feeling very good. You haven't finished your Irish tea.
Oh, yes, of course. Join me, Edmonia.
Orange juice at this hour, good heavens.
Oh, you mustn't say that. He needs it. I'll take the temperature in an hour, Jim. All the pillows right?
Yes, thank you.
And your feet well?
Yes, indeed.
Your books are here. I'll be back in a few minutes. You must get over now.
Well, she's a pretty little thing.
Remarkable young woman. Remarkable.
Woman, she looks about 19 to me. Gamaliel, I ask you a question. Can I tell Amanda to call tomorrow?
Amanda?
You will see her?
Yes, of course. I'll see her. By Jove. Now, she's young, isn't she? Pretty as a day in April. Edmonia, open the window a bit. I think spring is here again.
The Columbia Broadcasting System has brought you Studio One, a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. Tonight from Studio One, you have heard Fletcher Markle's production of The Romantic Comedians by Ellen Glasgow. The adaptation was especially prepared for this series by Margaret LaWorth, and the original music was composed by Curtis Beaver and conducted by Alexander Semler.
In closing, may a producer identify the principals in our cast tonight. Among the romantic comedians,
Camellia Honeywell
was played by Everett Sloan.
Annabelle Upchurch.
Was Anne Burr.
Edmonia Honeywell.
Was Hester Sondergaard.
Bella Upchurch.
Was Catherine Rott.
Dabney Winthrop.
Was played by Frank Behrens. Connie Lemke was Amanda, and Morris Ellis was Conrad. Next week from Studio One at CBS, our story is a tongue-in-cheek comedy about a Pekingese dog named Baby Cyclone, which is also the name of the comedy. Our author is the renowned song and dance man, George M. Cohan. This is Fletcher Markle with a good night and thank you from all of us in Studio One.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.